Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne and building right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always, be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And you can tell by my voice and the audio that I am not in the secret hideout cave of The Bar Network Studios, but I'm actually on the road. And as you guys know, the show don't stop, man. We got to keep moving. And in the spirit of keeping moving, we're recording on the road. Wish you guys could see the video of me driving and doing this interview. But I love to start every show off by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Bar, listening to The Bar. You guys are my favorite people. Super, super excited about the new Bar listeners. And make sure you guys, a lot of people talk about leaving a review at the end of the show. You already know The Bar is good, so go ahead and leave a review right now. Right now, as you listen to the intro, leave a review. Let everybody know how much you enjoy The Bar. Also, can you screenshot your player and tag us in your stories? And that's another way to get The Bar out to more listeners. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. Can't wait to interview this gentleman and talk about the ways that we're connected. And just super excited to have on today my brother, none other than Micah. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing? Good to be here.
Hey, I am wonderful. I appreciate you taking time to come on the show and kind of talk about what you got going on, podcast. And I heard you're part of like this really up-and-coming, growing network. And
yeah, man.
Yeah. So before we get into all that, man, I'm going to give you space to introduce yourself to my listeners. Anything you want to share, personal or professional?
Cool. Right on. Well, again, thank you for having me on. And thanks for making us part of the podcast or the network. It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun listening to other people, their styles, and everything you guys got going on is great. So I really appreciate that. My name is Micah. I'm the creator of the Word in the Glass podcast. I kind of came up with that maybe a year ago. Man, just looking at the news and looking at all these, all the lies and all the fear and all the dissent and the division. I said, man, even brothers and sisters, even churches mm-hmm. and things like that. I just said, gosh, we got to start looking at this stuff through the lens of scripture. We got to start seeing what, because that's our roadmap, man. That's the only thing that we need to guide us, right? It seems like the more stuff you see on social media or the news or whatever, and it's be like, and nothing about, the word, nothing about, even with, like I said, even with believers, it was more opinion and feeling. And, so I got together with a couple guys at church. I said, hey, y'all want to do a podcast, call it The Word in the Glass, because that's kind of my vision is just, man, anything that I see or have to make a decision on or, need to work through, I want to do it through the word, man, through that lens. Because if I don't, man, that's me making my own judgments and my own decisions, and that's just going to lead to trouble.
Right. Wow, that's awesome, bro. Well, we're glad to have you a part of the network, and love what you're doing. Love your take, like you said, on this common issues, some topical. But before we dive into that, man, you kind of gave me the front end of who you are, man. Let's dive a little deeper, man.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, your testimony and how you got to the place, because, you know, we did an extensive background check
before we
brought you in, man. So talk about that journey a little bit.
Yeah. So I was, you know, born and raised in a Christian home. That doesn't mean anything. But I was born and raised in a Christian home. I said the prayer with my dad in our old house in Kansas City, you know, when I was like, I don't know, maybe eight. And kind of just rode on that prayer pretty much my whole life, man. You know, went to church, you know, did youth groups and things like that. I was in a Christian rock band, you know. Everything I did, you know, was, and I'm using quotes here, you know, Christian, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it never really, I don't know. So let me fast forward from there. So that was the first probably 37 years of my life. Back in 19, I was bitten by a tick. We moved out to the country and, get bit by ticks all the time, right? You pull them off, no big deal. And that's what I did. I pulled it off, no big deal. Skip about 3 months ahead, and my wife woke me up one night, and she said, "Hey, you're not breathing right." I said, "What you talking about? I'm not breathing right. You know, go back to bed. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping." So I couldn't go back to sleep, and all of a sudden I said, "Oh, man, I'm not breathing right." And then I got really scared. It was about midnight 30, and I couldn't catch my breath. I was starting to get dizzy. Called my dad. I said, "Hey, man, you gotta come pick me up. We gotta go to the ER. I think I'm dying." And so we, like I said, we had bought that land, and what we did is, my family went in and bought 80 acres out in the country. So my dad lives on it in a house, and then like 10 acres away, my brother, and then 10 acres away, me. So, all of our families are down there. So it's wonderful. But so he was nice. He was just right around the corner. So he came and got me, and we live 40 minutes away from the hospital, man. So I'm like, yeah, right. And that in itself is crazy. You know, that in itself is trusting in the sovereignty of God, you know, cause I mean, having kids and things like that, man, it's kind of scary being that far away from
it. Well, I grew up in the country, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like now it scares me now, but as soon as I said that, I was like, wait a minute, that's about how far we were from the hospital. So,
yeah. So, you know, you kind of learn to take care of yourself and things like that. And that's another story. Anyway, so he takes me to the hospital, and the whole time driving there, man, I'm thinking, you know, is Amanda going to be okay? Are the kids going to be okay? You know, hoping my finances were in order, thinking about my, my life insurance. And did I get enough out? That kind of, I really thought I was going to die.
Wow.
So we got there, and they ran some tests, gave me some breathing stuff, breathing treatments, some drugs, things like that, and said, "Okay, go home." What you talking about? Go home. And I know we don't have a ton of time, so I'll keep it short. Anyways, that cycle repeated three times. So about, you know, 2 weeks, nothing happens. Then all of a sudden, bam, couldn't breathe. Rushed to the emergency room.
Wow.
That happened two or three times. Finally, the ER doctor on the third time said, "Man, you're suffering from panic attacks. You got anxiety." I said, "Man, I don't have anxiety. I'm a chill dude. You know, I ain't anxious about nothing." He said, "No, you've got anxiety." So they put me on some anxiety medication, things like that, sent me on my way. Well, the anxiety medication I wasn't a fan of, because they gave me some really heavy duty stuff that it was called Klonopin, and it's kind of like Xanax. You know, it's a benzo, so it kind of just knocks you out and makes you numb. So I wasn't down with that. Let's see, where was I? So the benzo, but it kept happening. I kept not being able to breathe right. And so they were just saying, "No, you've got anxiety," just poo-pooing it. And then a buddy of mine, he said, "Man, have you ever been bit by a tick?" I said, "Well, sure enough, I have."
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, go ask him to test you for a tick bite. I said, okay. So I went up and asked them, and they just thought it was my anxiety again, wanting another test. but they gave it to me. And it came back that that tick that I had been bitten by was called a Lone Star tick. Mm. And the Lone Star tick carries it's a 1 in 70,000 possibility that you get the sugar molecule through the bite that will make you allergic to red meat.
Oh.
And I tested positive for that. So for 3 months, I had been eating red meat like normal, you know, no big deal.
Yep.
But it was slowly shutting down my lungs.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. So during that time of these 3 months where we didn't know what was happening, but I felt like I was going to die, I did get anxiety. I learned about all that, studied all that, and basically what it was the amygdala learned a new behavior, and that behavior was when I'm not breathing right, I'm going to die, and it would kick off my fight or flight, kick off the adrenaline, and I'd go into a panic attack. So I went about 3 months just in insane panic attack mode. Like I didn't go to work. I stayed in bed in a fetal position, crying. You know, my wife was crying. My kids were crying. This is daily for about 3 months. So I'm telling you, bro, it was brutal. It was the worst. And I had told my dad at one point, I said, man, I wouldn't wish this on my enemy, man. I'd wish a lot of things on my enemies, but not this. You know, it was terrible. Lost 60 pounds. You know, it was nuts. But in that time, I came to the realization, or I came to rely solely on God and to see that He had a plan for me and that this was part of it. Mm. You know, I was broken. I was broken down to my core. I wasn't a man. I was a shell, you know, and He, through this, was refining me and making me into what He wanted me to be. Because for the first 37 years of my life, yes, I said I was a Christian. I went to church, mm-hmm. but you know, there were things in my life that, you know, I was a pretender. I really was. Yep. And I can't tell you that prayer that I prayed with my dad at 8 years old, I can't tell you that didn't, that wasn't my salvation. But I kind of don't think it was. You know, I kind of don't think it was. And I've had to struggle with that and try to work through that biblically through prayer and just try to understand that. But yeah, 2019, man, everything changed and God said no. You know, He pursued me. I wrote an article that got published a little while ago called The Beautiful Pursuit of God. Mm. And He pursued me that whole time, even though I was a pretender. And He said, no, you know, I have a plan for you. This is it. You're mine. And that was such a realization, man, that I just became so convinced of God's sovereignty and God's plan, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my story, kind of where the word in the glass took shape. Cause after that, you know, my life took a 180.
Right.
And I had to, so I started doing the podcast thing with this little thing I called the Anxiety Odyssey. And that was basically just helping people understand anxiety and understand that there is other causes to it. You know, it's not, you know, not to just take medication. And anxiety medication is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And some people need it for sure, but don't rely on that. You know, so I started with the Anxiety Odyssey podcast. And that went very well. Did very, very good things with that. And once that had run its course, I kind of got the bug mm-hmm. for podcasting. And I'm a writer by nature. That's what I do in my spare time and what I'm working towards making my full time. I'm writing a book right now, so hopefully that'll go somewhere. But then I did a podcast called The Great American Urban Legend. And man, that thing kicked off, boy. I mean, we ended up getting like 30,000 subscribers. We ended up getting on the Apple podcast charts, 100, top 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So it was, I mean, it kicked off and I was loving it. And then it hit me. It was episode 37. I still remember it because the episode is half written in my hard drive still. episode 37, halfway through, I said, man, you know, I've got this voice and I've got this obvious talent for writing because people are digging it. They're picking it up and liking it, but I'm not glorifying God in this. Not that I was not glorifying God or doing something wrong. So there was no eternal ramifications to it. It was just entertainment. So the podcast was basically, I would just research an urban legend and kind of write about it and make it real funny. And it was great. I loved it. But yeah, man, episode 37, I said, no. So if God's given me a call and he's given me a talent, I'm done, you know, entertaining. There's got to be more to it. So I killed it right there. I went out and I deleted it. I wow. deleted everything on it. Yeah, man. And I sometimes regret that. I think that was a kind of a rush decision, you know?
Right. You could have just renamed it.
Right, right. I could have renamed it. I could have just put it on hold. You know, I just could have put it on hold. But yeah. I'm kind of that way. I'm kind of an all or nothing guy.
I get it.
And so I said, and it was kind of a, I don't know, a gesture, if you will, you know, a sacrifice. You know, I'm going to put this away and I'm going to turn away from it and focus my energies towards ministry. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when I got a hold of the guys at church and my pastor, and I gave him that idea. And we started getting together in the library of the church with a single, you know, room mic. The audio was terrible. I knew how to edit at that point, but man, you know, you can only do so much with one room mic and, you know, five guys sitting around. So, but that's where, yeah, that, so that's where it started, man. So that's a little backstory on me.
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was going after. And that's amazing to hear just the journey. Cause I too walked the aisle at a young age. And I too was a great pretender. That's part of my testimony. You know, I looked the part, you know, but on the inside, there was still, you know, sanctification, I think, that needed to happen and things like that. So it's just one of those things, man. So let's dig more into the podcast, man, as far as, you know, as you understand podcasting and even had success podcasting. What has been your approach with the word in the glass and what's kind of your goal going forward, you know, with it?
Sure. Well, you know, the first season, I guess I'd call it, I think it was 18 or 19 episodes. And the first season was very, very theologically based, very doctrinally based. To set a groundwork, you know, this is what we believe and this is why. So it was less current affairs, more, you know, more let's get the foundation laid. And right. we got pretty heavy, you know, and we had Stefan as a part of it, who's our pastor. And he's solid. He's a church historian, you know, theologian. So he really helped out with that. We also had, Ben, our worship leader, who's also an elder, and he was in that. So it was very, very church based, very foundationally based. And it got some really good feedback. And we got a lot of listeners, and that was good. Then we took a little break and. Now at season two, we're still trying to figure out season two, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, everything that's going on, you know, I kind of just want to get on the roof and just shout, you know, that's why I'm so grateful for the platform for podcasting, because it gives you an opportunity. But right. in that, you got to check yourself, right? Because man, I want to get on and I just want to light people up. And so I don't know if that's the direction we should go.
Right.
But that's, yeah. So right now we're just kind of looking at taking more of a street level. When I presented to the guys that I kind of wanted to change the direction, I said, you know, if you look at the first season, it was kind of like Superman, you know, like way up high, this overall, this 1,000-foot view, you know, I want the second season to be Batman, you know, on the ground, nitty gritty, bare knuckles. You know, that kind of thing. So we're trying to find that balance to see what works. And right now, man, everybody, every single guy in the group is going through mandates. They're all having to do their exemptions, and they're all five of them are, except my dad, of course, he's retired, but everybody else, man, they're, they're facing down termination for not getting the vaccine, things like this. So some heavy, heavy stuff going on. So we've been kind of taking a break for the last couple of weeks. And then of course I started preaching on Wednesday nights. That's been taking up some time too. So yeah, it's kind of a busy season. I don't know. Are you experiencing that same thing, man? It just seems like a busy season right now.
Well, I mean, somewhat, it's always a busy season for me. But that's partially why I do interview style and I record ahead. No matter what, you know, I work when the guests are available, and then, you know, I work when the guests book, you know, so it works out for me. I tried to do the whole multi-person podcast. It didn't work out because of this right here, busy seasons.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Oof.
I totally get that, man. Well, listen, bro, I appreciate you sharing that. And right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Thankful Homemaker is a blog and podcast created to be an encouragement and blessing to each other in the role God has called us to as women. Thankful Homemaker provides truth-filled, gospel-driven encouragement to homemakers who, amid their ordinary days, desire to honor and glorify God in all things. Come visit thankfulhomemaker.com for the latest articles and podcasts. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or on your favorite podcast catcher. So ladies, pop in your headphones as you're doing dishes, cooking dinner, or folding laundry, and sit with me, host Marcy Farrell, as we chat together on how God's Word impacts everything we do as Christian women.
All right, we're back in here with my brother Micah, man, part of the Bar Podcast Network. I think are you the newest member? I think you might be the newest member. I have to check.
I think so, because I've been watching. I haven't seen anybody come in after us.
You're the babies.
Hey, that's good, man. That means, man. I got a lot of people to look up to, so that's good.
There you go. Now we're grateful to have you guys, man, and definitely I never take it lightly when someone wants to join. So definitely honored that you guys felt the need to come alongside us, man, and we're definitely grateful for that. So on this side of the podcast, we do the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, punk rock, metal, folk. It's pretty eclectic. Nothing on the radio. I stay away from the radio. I haven't listened to new music in a long time, man. I just can't find anything good, you know. So I'm kind of old school, you know. Back in the day when I said I was in that Christian band, you know, that was a Christian punk band. And I always been into the punk music, and even at this age, you know, less punk now, but more metal and folk, which I guess is like, those are two polar opposites, but that's pretty much what I'm into. Right. And you know, I love good worship music, good praise music when you can find it. But man, I hate contemporary Christian music, you know. So there's a big spread there too, you know, because contemporary Christian music, man, that's just regular music, man. There ain't no glorification there. There's glorification of self, but that's another topic. Have me on again. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Next signature bar question is what book or books are you currently reading?
Let's see. So I'm reading Just Thinking About the Steak. So that's been excellent. Shout out to the Just Thinking guys, right? So yeah, that's been right? Really, really good. So I always try to do something on that side of things, something spiritual or theological, and then I try to do entertainment. I am a writer working on a fiction novel, so I do read a lot of fiction. I've split between like three or four fiction books right now, but the one I'm reading right now that I'm really liking is called Dawn of Wonder, I think it's called, but I can't remember the author's name.
Okay. All right, man. That's good. Big shout out to JT.
Was that the right answer, man, or should I have said the Bible? I mean, I don't want to get tripped up by these trick questions, man.
Oh, listen, man. This is the bar, man. We're not asking you to be super spiritual, super saved, right. As they say. This is regular folks, regular people, man. So
okay, I just want to make sure, man. You got to give me a hint if I'm supposed to answer the right way, right?
Oh no, none of that here, man. This is a safe place.
Good deal.
With that being said, last signature bar question is: what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
I still listen to MacArthur every day. You know, I still listen to him. Mm-hmm. I listen to Alistair Begg. I like Alistair Begg. I've been listening to Alistair Begg forever, man. I still like him.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the Sword and the Trowel guys. I listen to Just Thinking, of course. I listen to you guys. As far as sermons, that's pretty much it. Yeah, probably just MacArthur and Alistair Begg on a daily basis. I'm up for suggestions if you've got any, because I really don't know. You know, there's so much out there now.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't do a lot of sermons, you know, past, like you said, MacArthur and Alistair Begg, and I may do Renewing Your Mind.
Okay, I'll do Renewing Your Mind. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, you know, that and my local church, that's probably the start and stop for me when it comes to sermons. Podcasts is all over the place for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that my list, my podcast profile playlist is super long. But I will tell my listeners this right now, my favorite podcast, and they probably heard it on the last interview, is Fearless by Jason Whitlock. So if you hadn't listened to Fearless yet, it's on YouTube. It's on podcast. Check out Fearless by Jason Whitlock. Super, super dope. It's Jason Whitlock is a former sports writer. He mixed sports and culture and comes from a non-woke perspective.
Excellent. Excellent. So, well, you got me right there. Man. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. You got to check it out and text me once you listen to it. Let's cool. Make that deal.
Yeah, will do. Will do.
All right, man. Well, listen, bro, I really appreciate you again coming on the show. And just grateful to have another brother in the faith. And again, appreciate you and all you guys do with the podcast. And I always like to give my guests an opportunity to kind of close this out. Any words of encouragement? Let everybody know where to find the podcast, how to find you, follow you, all that good stuff. You can do that right here.
All right. Sounds good. Well, yeah. Come on over and listen to us if you want to. Do it even if you don't want to, man. It's good stuff. The word in the pot, the word in the glass, anywhere, you know, anywhere you listen, you can find us. Just make sure the and is an ampersand. When I used the word and, it got kind of weird. So yeah, the word ampersand, the glass, come check us out. As far as words of encouragement, man, just remain faithful. Remain faithful in prayer. Remain faithful to your local church. And just, you know, seek out godly fellowship, because man, we need it right now. We need it bad.
Yes, sir. Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. Well, listen to the bar listeners. Thank you guys for listening to the bar podcast, your favorite podcast. This is the bar on wheels. We're actually on the road recording, but we appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you leave that review. Share, tell people about it. Also, go to thebargear.com to pick you up some bar gear. And until next time, God bless, and we are out.